Topic 4, home. Number 1, where are you living at the moment? Please describe the place where you live. I live in the quieter part of a big city, meaning I can take transit downtown very easily, but all the hustle and bustle isn't part of my normal day-to-day. There are lots of great schools and bakeries in my neighborhood, and a lot of families live here too. Number 2. What kind of house or apartment are you living in right now? Do you live in a house or an apartment? What kinds of accommodation do you live in? Right now, I'm living in an apartment by my university. It's not that big. It only has 2 bedrooms, but it's cozy enough for me. Plus, the apartment is a part of a newly developed high-rise. It has a really nice view of the city. 3. What is your favorite room? What part of your home do you like the most? Please describe the room you live in. My favorite room in my home is definitely my bedroom. I think it's where I spend most of my time. It has all of my favorite stuff in it, like my books, and I get to decorate it all by myself. That really makes me feel at home. Literally. It's important to have somewhere you can blow off steam and just relax. 4. What things make your home pleasant to live in? My house has a lot of big windows, which means there's tons of natural light. I think that's one of the best features. Plus, there are also lots of comfy places to sit. I have a really nice couch and a love seat as well. I also try to keep fresh flowers around so it smells nice. Question 5. Do you know many other people who live nearby? Do you know any of your neighbors? Yes. Yes, I know someone who lives close to me. Her name is Sarah. She lives in an apartment building just a couple of blocks away from me. We both have dogs, so we like to meet in the middle and take our dogs for a walk together. It's a great way to socialize and get some exercise. No, I don't really know anyone who lives close to me. I live in an apartment by myself. And I don't really know my neighbors because I haven't even made small talk with them yet, even though I have to share an elevator with others in the building from time to time. It gets a little lonely sometimes, but I can handle it okay. 6. What do you like about the area you're living in? Where do you like to go in that area? There's actually a mall that's not too far from my house. It's only a 10-minute drive for me, which isn't bad at all. I like going there to hang out with my friends. Other than that, there's a gym just down the road. I definitely don't go there as often as I should, though. Question 7. What kind of house or apartment do you want to live in the future? Do you prefer living in a house or an apartment in the future? I'd really love to live in a big house in the middle of nowhere. It might sound a little lonely, but I think having a family there would be awesome. You have tons of privacy because you don't have any noisy neighbors. And if it was somewhere nice, you could probably have a great view of the stars. 8. What's the difference between where you are living now and where you have lived in the past? Well, I used to live in a smaller city for college, but now I live in a big city. I moved to the city just a few months ago for a job I found there. One significant advantage of this big city is that there are more job opportunities than the city I moved from. There are a lot more differences between them, like the public facilities, traffic, and lifestyles. It's been a big change to adjust to. But I really like living in the city. It's pretty exciting. 9. What changes do you think your neighborhood/living area needs? Are the transport facilities to your home very good? My neighborhood is pretty close to perfect, but it would be better if there was a subway station within walking distance of my home. Now, the closest subway station is about 3 kilometers away, which isn't exactly a hop, skip, and a jump away. I heard the city has a plan of extending the subway line to the street next to my home in the next few years. I hope it's true. 10. What are your roommates like? Who do you live with? Well, currently I have 2 roommates sharing the apartment with me. They are pretty cool. and I'd say I'm glad to live with them since all three of us love playing video games, so we have a lot to talk about and do together. It's really a blast for us having a game night together every Saturday. 11. What do you usually do in your flat? Well, when I have some time to myself, I like hanging out in my room. It's probably where I feel most at home. After all, I get to decorate it myself. So everything is to my taste. I usually just sit and read or scroll through social media on my phone. It's a nice way to kill time. 12. What room does your family spend most of the time in? I think we spend the most time in the living room. It's a comfortable place where we all have room to kick back and relax. My mom and dad sit on the couch together. I like sitting in the love seat. We all watch TV or just have quiet time as a family. 13. How long have you lived there? I've been living there for over 3 years and I love it. Even though I have to share a room with 3 roommates, luckily, they're all easygoing and nice, so we get along really well with each other. 14. Will you move home in the near future? Will you live there in the future? Will you live there for a long time? Do you plan to live there for a long time? Well, it's hard to tell. Right now, I live here because I go to school nearby. But after I'm done with school, I might find a job that's far away. If that happens, I would move without a second thought. But I do like this area, so it might be a tough choice. 15. Do you think it is important to live in a comfortable environment? Yes, it's very important to live in a comfortable environment. Your mental health is greatly affected by your surroundings. So in order to have a positive mindset, you should live in a place that you feel safe and secure in. It's important to feel at home. It improves your quality of life.